We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS Senior Business Analyst, and the mastermind behind Jill on Money. Jill, good morning.
Oh, it sounds almost nefarious when you say mastermind, but
mastermind,
I'll take it.
Jill Schlesinger. How are you?
You know, I'm just listening and hoping that you're right about the rain ending, because I just, you know, I'm running a tiny bit late. A listener, let me be clear, it was 10 seconds ago and I was outside with my dogs. Anyway, it's a little rainy here in New York City still.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be a little wet today for you, but it will dry out later, but I think you're looking at a rainy Monday morning. Wow.
Thank you very much.
And is that mood, that rainy mood on Wall Street as well because of the jobs report and this hack of this pipeline? What's going on the planet?
Oh, my God. I mean, the hack is really kind of crazy, right? Because I want to start with that simple, because it sort of broke over the weekend. The impact, everyone's saying, like, well, what's going to happen? Well, you know, so far, we don't really know. Usually, there's about, I don't know, 5-6 days of supply that's in tanks. So if this gets resolved by the end of the day, today or tomorrow, we should be okay. But, you know, I think that if it's prolonged, then we could see prices go up at the pumps along the East Coast, you know, in the mid-Atlantic to the East Coast. And, you know, just at the time where things are opening up and people are psyched because their kids are going to be done with school, whatever school meant for them, and they're going to be driving, they thought. So it would not be great. And I think more to the point that we have a more serious problem with regard to the actual attack and the protection around that. And we know that cybersecurity is a huge risk to every company in the United States, but no more so than these infrastructure companies. So we're going to monitor it, I guess, and we'll see. I presume that we're going to, you know, we're going to see national retail prices pop up a bit. AAA says average price of regular gasoline is just under $3 a gallon, but I think that we're going to probably see it go up over that.
Yeah, right here locally, we're at $3.09, some of the places I saw over the weekend. And that pipeline, 45% of the fuel capacity on the East Coast.
Makes me think I should just keep walking. You know?
Yes. Well, in New York, you have many options. Meanwhile, so what happened to the jobs report?
Your wasn't good.
Headline is April showers soak jobs. Why?
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
I heard a little giggle there. That took me a while to come up with that headline. you know, in any normal time, we'd see 266,000 jobs and we'd be dancing a jig. We did think that because, I mean, this is, people's like, how could economists get it so wrong? You know, because sometimes meteorologists and economists, they go on data points and it doesn't turn out to be right, or we find out later that they were closer than we think. So, number one, this is the first of three reports. We could see a revisions higher. Number two, I think that the reality is that the jobs market is going to be really starting to spark many more gains in the future. It may be some sort of strange temporary pause. You'll see this politicized. I don't go politics, but let's just deal with what we know. Number one, that when people are safe and able to collect money at home, they stay home. This is not a, you should not say someone is lazy for doing that. You should say they are making a smart, rational economic decision, because that is the smarter decision. There is also something to be said that wages need to rise. And the problem is that if you are the restaurant reopening, the retail clothing outlet that's reopening, you don't really, really want to start giving big pay increases till you see the business come back, right? Because there have been some fits and starts. People get burned in this whole situation. And then there's the other issue, which is there are parts of the economy like that are suffering from supply chain problems where they're not hiring with great gusto. So put it all together, we have a bit of a pause. I don't think there's horrible news here. I think we got to wait and see what happened in this one report and see whether it reverses itself in May, June, July, or whether there is a slower growth of and a slower pace of job creation than economists are anticipating right now.
And the most important part of this conversation is, what about the Islanders and the Penguins? I don't know if you noticed the Pens were the East champs.
Does that make us play each other in round one?
Well, I think the NHL's trying to figure out what's going on because there's an issue, a very, very big issue with Canada.
Well, who knows what to do with them? Why don't they just have their own little issue over there? Like, go have your own.
People have suggested that. Meanwhile, you get your coffee, you got the dogs out, you're ready to go.
I'm ready. And it's Monday. Always the best to start with you guys. So if we do play one another, I'm going to go on the record right now saying that Islander Nation is very excited that we made the playoffs. We're not so excited about how our guys are playing right now. So whoever we play first, I think it's going to be a big uphill climb.
We'll see. Okay. All right, Jill, have a great week.
Take care, guys.
Jill Schlesinger live in New York.
Islander Nation would be Nassau County. That's pretty much it. Everybody else is a Ranger fan.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!